The games are wrapping up and the scores are rolling in. This is your source for all of Central Ohio's high school football scores and live interviews with the winning coaches and players. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
Bittersweet tonight. I know that it's not our last night. We'll be here for 2 weeks of the playoffs, but the regular season is wrapping up already. Week 10 is here, and man, it has been a fun night seeing some of these scores coming in and knowing what kind of implications these games have on the playoffs and on the league titles and things like that. It has been really cool. Hello, everybody. It's Ryan Baker and the guru, Lee Cochran. I'm glad to be joined by him again. He was out last week because of vacation, but it's good that you're here for the final week of the regular season.
Well, when you looked at me and said it's a bittersweet night, I was thinking, wow, don't you want me back? I mean, I've gone a week, and it's like, hey, it's a bittersweet night.
Well, you know Dave Perpura always does a good job filling in for you, but we don't want to get rid of the guru just yet.
Yes, and Dave does a good job, but I think Dave prefers being out there because he was at one well of a game tonight.
Yes, he was for sure. Maybe the upset of the night, and we will talk about that here in just a second. But again, crazy, not totally crazy, but some great games here coming down to the wire. A big one, Lee, just went final over in the Mid-State League. Bloom Carroll has beaten Taze Valley tonight by a score of 24-9. That gives the Bulldogs, the Amanda Clear Creek Aces, and Taze Valley all a share of that Mid-State League title there. And of course, Taze Valley coming off the heels of that big win last week over Amanda Clear Creek. Good game from Bloom Carroll tonight.
Oh, yeah, and there's more than one league we're going to find out that's going to be sharing a title, which is kind of neat, I guess. For Taze Valley, they come into tonight's game undefeated in league play, but they've been mathematically eliminated from the playoffs. So, I mean, that was the only thing they had to play for. Bloom Carroll's going to be in the playoffs. Quite a finish there.
Yes, it was there, and I'm just looking at this. You talk about feel-good things. Worthington Christian has won tonight. They beat Kip Columbus, not a surprise there, 53-14. Could that be Worthington Christian's first trip to the playoffs? Will we see them in the postseason next week?
Well, I think they've got a real good shot. They come into tonight sixth in Division VI, Region 24. They're in their sixth season as a program. It'd be the first playoff berth for the Warriors, and that would be a tremendous, tremendous thing. But they're going to be like several teams tonight. You win, you're on the bubble. Now it's time to get start figuring out who we need to win and who we need to lose to get the points necessary to get in there.
Yeah, that'd be a great story, though. Worthington Christian making it to those postseasons, for the postseason for the first time. Reynoldsburg, Lee, they have won tonight. They beat Lancaster 55-20. That one just going final as well here. We've had all kinds of games go final in just our first minute and a half here of the scoreboard show. So let's go ahead and let's give the finals that we have already. And of course, Lee, maybe the game of the week actually happened last night. And what a game it was. We got to see the whole, I got to see the whole second half. You got to see the whole thing. Hartley beats DeSales 20-13. That was a great game. And Jalen January was just a beast last night.
Oh yeah, you see DeSales come down. What, first of all, kudos to DeSales. They're down, 9-0 and after 3 minutes, and you're thinking, this could be a blowout, but not in this kind of a rivalry game. You think that they would come back and actually took the lead midway through the fourth quarter, and then Miles Fleming runs the ball once for Hartley, and then, Birch just calls Jalen January's number. The next six plays, it's a touchdown. I mean, we don't get to see games because we're in here on Friday nights, and we talked week one about Hartley and DeSales being the Thursday game of week 10, and we kind of jokingly said we need to go out there and watch it. But when it was sleeting and 35 degrees and the wind was blowing 30 mile an hour, I just figured it was best to watch it in my basement. And it was such a great game. And as you and I were talking earlier, I'm not even going to say high school game. It was just a great football game to watch. I was just captivated by it.
So Hartley going to be the number one seed in Division III, Region 11. They're waiting to see how things shake out here tonight, so they'll find out who they play next week. DeSales, it looks like, in Division II, Region 8, probably going to be that seventh or eighth seed there. The Stallions probably going to be traveling down towards Cincinnati next week. They're a dangerous opponent for any of those teams.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, with DeSales, you know, I mean, this is probably the most competitive region in the state. It was last year. I mean, you remember Canal Winchester went 9-1 and didn't even get in. And I think they would have made the playoffs in every Division I region. You know, and you're not going to scare any of the Cincinnati schools by whoever comes down there. But I think whoever ends up playing DeSales is going to kind of wish that it was someone else. I mean, DeSales is just going to bring a hammer with them.
Yes, they are. And Lee, as you're talking there, I'm looking at all kinds of scores, and we have a pretty good feel-good story, at least I think, happening right now. Newark is 0-9 coming into tonight. They are playing Franklin Heights. And we were, just before we went on, we saw that Newark had a pick six, and they had went up 34-13. The ensuing kickoff was fumbled by Franklin Heights. Newark recovered it and took that in for a score. So it's 41-30 now. 41-30, excuse me. About 2 minutes left in that one. Newark might get their first win. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and we don't root for teams around here, generally speaking. But it is nice to see a team get that win in Week 10. I mean, they're still playing for something. I mean, that just shows what Coach Franks is doing down there. I mean, these kids aren't giving up. I mean, that's great if they can hold on to this.
Yeah, that's cool. So we'll keep you up to date on that. Again, just over 2 minutes to go in that one. So let's keep going with the scores here. Pickerington Central has won the OCC Ohio outright. Big 42-6 win over Grove City tonight. Pickerington North gets a 21-9 win over Gahanna. Pickerington North will be in the postseason in Division I, Region 3. Reynoldsburg, they are hoping that their win tonight will keep them in. They beat Lancaster 55-20. Marysville, Lee, we've been looking at this all night. There's two spots open in Division I, Region 2. The Monarchs looking to get one of those. They beat Central Crossing 35-0. Is that going to be enough?
Boy, I hate saying anything, because a couple years ago we thought we had it figured out with Reynoldsburg, and they just got nudged out by, you know, a hundredth of a point or something like that. It would be a great thing for the Monarchs. You know, they've not had a winning record since 2013, which coincidentally was the last time they made the playoffs. They got in at 7-3. They're sitting 7-3 right now. So it'd be a great thing for that community.
Yes, it would, for sure. Hopefully that they can go ahead and get in. Hopefully things shake out for them to do that with that win tonight. Dublin Coffin doubles up Upper Arlington 28-14. This one here, Upper Arlington had this one early, but then Dublin Coffin scored 21 unanswered. Upper Arlington, their postseason hopes hanging on by a thread. Dublin Coffin strong there in Division I, Region 2.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a great story at Upper Arlington. I mean, they're going to we talked earlier about the Mid-State League Buckeye Division sharing the title. They're going to be sharing the title with three teams in the OCC Central Division. You know, you opened it up by saying bittersweet. It's bittersweet for Upper Arlington. They're going to be able to say they're league champions, but they're not going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, that's a shame for them. But they finished this season strong here for sure. How about this? Coach Brad Birchfield doing some scouting for the playoffs next week. He's out at the London Jonathan Alder game. He just texted me. Alder setting up for a game-winning field goal. 1 second left, a 19-yarder. London leads 23-21 in that one right now. But Alder could get the win here. And we'll see what he says if he gives us an update. We'll probably talk to Coach Birchfield later on about that big win last night. That's a huge game tonight.
Yeah, and it's good for him to text us to let us know. Do we have to pay him as a correspondent now?
Well, I mean, we were hoping to get him in here, actually, this week
That's
in studio
true.
With us. But I guess, you know, getting ready for the playoffs is a little more important.
What's more important, going to, what possibly was one of the games of the week with Jonathan Alder in London or coming in and hanging out with us?
I would always say come hang out with us, but you know, we're a little biased here. Hilliard Davidson, they beat Westland tonight 31-13. Dublin Jerome all over Worthington Kilbourne 56-0. And Coach Birchfield says Alder wins. So it looks like they got the field goal. They have knocked off London tonight 24-23. Jonathan Alder goes 10-0 on the year. London at 8-2. We'll have to look and see if they've got enough of a resume now to get in the postseason. Let's go to Hilliard Derby. They beat Dublin Scioto tonight, 35-14, the final in that one. Huge game here, Lee. This has got to be an upset, I would believe. New Albany knocks off Groveport tonight, 35-7.
Yeah, it looks like an upset. New Albany beat them last year, too. But New Albany, you know, playing for their playoff lives, one of the, you know, true bubble teams. You know, and they're working to get themselves off the bubble and another division that's going to share a title. OCC Capital, Groveport, New Albany, and Canal Winchester. You know, so that's a lot to play for. New Albany playing for a league title and a playoff berth. It's New Albany's first year in Division One, too. So, you know, that's huge for them.
What a performance from them tonight. Congratulations to Coach Kidwell and his staff. Westerville Central, this is another one, Lee. We were like, what is going on? 41-7, they beat Olentangy tonight.
Seven turnovers, you know. And, you know, we talked, and hopefully we talked to Coach Morrison, but, you know, we talked about, was it, you know, Olentangy just having a bad game? But when that happens, it's a lot of times it's the team on the other side of the line causing that bad game, especially when it's a very good team like Olentangy is.
Olentangy Orange has beaten Westerville South tonight 42-24. And how about this, Lee? Caden Robinson gets an interception for Newark. The Wildcats are going to get their first win of the year. So congratulations to Coach Franks and Newark with that win tonight. That's great that the Wildcats, those players, don't go winless on the year. Olentangy Liberty, they beat Westerville North tonight 35-7, the final in that one. The game you heard right here on AM 820, Watterson 17-3. They beat St. Charles. Strong defense in the second half from the Eagles. In the Mid-State League, Columbus Academy, they're going to the playoffs in Division 5. They beat Bexley 41-0. Bloom Carroll, we mentioned, they beat Taze Valley tonight by a score of 24-9. In the Licking County League, Granville rebounds. They get a 35-14 win over Watkins Memorial. And Licking Valley beats Licking Heights 42-21. Lee, the Panthers played this one without their running back, Mitchell Ford, who has been putting up some huge numbers on the year for them, especially the past couple weeks. They got off to a slow start, but Licking Valley gets the win in that 10-0 season.
Yeah, I don't know too much about his injury. If he's dinged, you know, Coach Boffin might set him down to rest him for the playoffs because they were assured, a home game even. So, you know, You do that thinking, you know, it's a tough position, but when you're in the position that Licking Valley was, you can get away with something like that to try to get someone healthy, especially when you're playing a team that's been struggling all year.
So congratulations to them on the 10-0 season. Heath comes from behind. They beat Johnstown tonight by a score of 17-13. Centerburg, 44-6 winners over Fredericktown tonight. Reedy gets a big win and puts a dent maybe in Grandview's postseason hopes here. 27-14, the Silver Knights knock off the Bobcats. I know that Grandview was a fifth or sixth seed coming into tonight in their region, but that's not a good loss for them tonight.
No, and you know, we talked about Jack Foley earlier, you know, and I joke that I think he's been playing since he was in sixth grade. We've talked about him so much. But, you know, he's senior. His last game, 231 yards, two touchdowns on 27 carries. You know, I mean, he's carried that team for the better part of four years. That's a great way for him to go out. Great way for the Silver Knights to go out. And a great way to cap Coach Cutler's first season in return, 5-5.
I know he doesn't have the size. I know he's a little guy. He's a short, stocky dude. I hope somewhere, if it's Division II, Division III, you know, NAIA, whatever it is, I hope this isn't his last football game because he is a fun football player.
Well, and you know, when you look at a guy like that, you know, size does mean a lot in football, obviously. But there's just times that you got to look at a kid's heart, too. and take that into consideration. And Jack Foley's one of those kids.
What a great career he has had for the Silver Knights. Hamilton Township gets a 14-7 win over Logan tonight. We mentioned Jonathan Alder, 24-23 winners over London. Worthington Christian, we talked about it. They get the 53-14 win over Kip Columbus. And Mohawk beats Upper Sandusky tonight. We are going to take our first break on the Scoreboard Show, but we've got a couple coaches coming up next. Westerville Central, huge game tonight. We'll talk to their head coach, Brent Morrison. And Hartley, that big win over DeSales last night, we'll talk to Coach Birchfield. Coming up next on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Jeff here from Custom Air. When Custom Air opened their doors in 1976, we began installing HVAC systems in custom homes for a local developer. As the company grew, Custom Air added commercial buildings along with home renovations, remodeling and replacement of HVAC units, and service of all makes and models, whether we installed them or not. And today, we still treat every home we service with the same pride and attention to detail. It's the way we do things. That's the Custom Air way. Custom Air, custom solutions, custom comfort.
It's Randy here with Dan Tolan, the owner of the Metal Roof Company. And Dan, you always have exciting news. I understand you're offering something new, right?
Randy, I've got something very exciting. We are offering stone-coated stamped steel roofing for all the folks that want the benefits of a metal roof, but with the look of a shingle.
And if your homeowners association is a little picky, this will fit the bill, right?
This is exactly what you need.
So give them a call, 614-721-ROOF, 614-721-ROOF, or hit the net at themetalroofcompany.com.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's oaklandnursery.com.
Welcome back, week 10 edition of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. Don't worry, though, just because the regular season is ending doesn't mean we are. The Guru and I will be back for 2 weeks into the playoffs. That's going to be fun. We've done it the past couple years into the postseason, and we're going to follow these teams at least through week or till week 12. So we'll be with you the next couple weeks, giving you the scores that are going on Friday nights in the playoffs. Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 are the ones that are playing on Friday nights, and then previewing the ones on Saturdays, 4, 5, and 7. Big game tonight from Westerville Central as they look to keep their postseason hopes alive. They beat Olin Tangi 41-7. Their head coach, Brent Morrison, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And 41 points, coach, that's a lot. But the story was your defense tonight. 7 turnovers from that group.
Yeah, we've been playing Olin Tangi for a lot of years, so we're very familiar with their scores, and I can't remember the last time I've seen them only score 7 points. So our defense came out, they had a great plan, and created a lot of turnovers, and, you know, we just got after it. We challenged our kids all week, and, you know, we told them the playoffs basically start now, and, you know, we're in a win-it-or-go-home situation, and I'm watching a bunch of my coaches stare at cell phones right now trying to do math that, I guess we're in a wait-and-see situation right now.
Well, Coach, you know, when you force 7 turnovers like that, I mean, what were they? I mean, interceptions, fumbles, I mean, combination of both? I mean, what happened out there?
Yeah, it was a combination. I know they put the ball on the ground at least 3 times. I think we recovered maybe all 3 of them, and then we had some big interceptions. Our defense was just all over the place.
Yeah, well, and, you know, Frank Drenna said that, you know, a lot of them were, must have been deep because, you know, you passed for 104 yards. Your Miles Williamson had 79 yards rushing. I mean, it wasn't the overwhelming offensive stats, but, boy, I mean, it was just a blowout tonight.
No, and I think offensive stats are a little deceiving in a game like this because we had a running clock for pretty much the entire second half. And, you know, at this point in the season, trying to minimize injuries. So we were eating the full 40-second clock every time. So we kind of dramatically reduced the amount of snaps that we had. So
how
statistically, it's probably not exactly accurate.
How surprising is it in a game with Olentangy if there's a running clock? I mean, that just had to be mind-blowing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. We've had some big letdowns this season. I mean, even though we've had close games, I go into those games every week and look at our team. And, you know, I told someone, I said, we can win this game by 35 points. I said, or who knows, it might be another close one for us. And, you know, we challenged our kids, and they stepped up, and, you know, we got back into that 5-0 form that we were a couple weeks ago.
Now, Coach, after the past few weeks here, you've gone 3-4 heading into this one. Some tough losses to Orange and Liberty, and then especially last week in overtime to Westerville South. What did you say to the guys this week? How did you get them to kind of right this ship here and play such a good game tonight?
Well, you know, I think it all started with our seniors, and we told them, you don't want this to be your last football game. You don't want this to be something that you let kind of slip through your fingers. And, you know, we have three main goals in our program, and, you know, we kind of let two of them slide. And we had one more left where, you know, we had the opportunity to get in the playoffs and do something special, and our kids stepped up and, you know, I think embraced the challenge. Did a great job.
Well, Coach, what a great performance tonight. You guys did everything you could. Hopefully everything shakes out and falls your way so you guys can play in Week 11.
Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
He's the head coach of Westerville Central, Brent Morrison. A big 41-7 win for his team as they knock off Olentangy tonight. They did their part. Now they just hope and see if they can make it in to the postseason. One team that we know will be playing into Week 11, that is the Hartley Hawks. They get a big 20-13 win last night over DeSales. Their head coach, Brad Birchfield, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, the wind, the rain, it was crazy conditions, a tough opponent, a tough game. How were you guys able to prevail last night?
It was really cold, really brutal, and the wind was a factor for both teams. I don't know that it was the cleanest game in the world for anybody, but I know that the quality of the opponents had to do with that. It was just a really memorable game, and we were happy to have won it.
Well, I'll tell you, Coach, as Ryan and I said, we don't get to see a whole lot of games, and I watched that last night. I actually had that on the big screen until it ended, and had the Mountaineers on the small screen. That's how much I was interested in this. But my question, I mean, Jalen January, I mean, I can't say how much I was impressed just actually seeing him, at least on TV. I was going to say in person.
Yeah, he's a great player. He had a great game. He, is just a powerful runner, and really did a lot of good things. And he's been like that for us for many, many years. But our offensive line was tremendous. Our lead blockers, I remember hearing our coach talk about how well Mason and Marcellus did blocking. I mean, it was a total team effort. And I'm most proud that we had to find a way to win the game in the fourth quarter. And, you know, not just win the game, but win the championship in the fourth quarter with your backs against the wall, down against a really good team.
And then, Coach, your defense last night, I mean, Quintel Quinn, he got his yards, but you really held everybody else in check there. I know you were really proud of your defense. Talk about their effort last night.
Yeah, I think that their good back got their yards, but we have preached to the kids that we didn't want them to break long yards for touchdowns, that we thought that, if we could make them continue to work, that eventually it would turn in our favor, and it did. He had 160 yards on on the 28 or so carries. That's a lot better than the 200 yards he had on 30 carries the week before. I think if we made him work hard, that it was going to be tough for them to beat us with him running the ball. And the kids followed through with that plan, and it worked out that way.
Coach, your third straight win over the Stallions, which means it's your third straight CCL title. I know those are always special to you. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, three in a row of the CCL. I mean, we were able to take that home, and that's important. And, you know, it's been a little bit of a journey. Obviously, you know, some of our kids don't even remember the days of silver and blue and red divisions or whatever it was. And, you know, we like this configuration better, where we can compete with the best football teams and make our program better and win that championship.
Well, now, you were out there tonight watching a heck of a football game. You're texting Ryan, so we're trying to figure out if we need to pay you as a correspondent. But what did you see from that game tonight?
Well, it was a great game. It was, I thought London was in control for most of the game, and a blink of the eye, and there's a couple deep balls from Jonathan Alder, and they're back in it. And they set up for the winning field goal, and pretty dramatic. And Coach Glass, both coaches are really good dudes, but really happy for Coach Glass and first-class Jonathan Alder program getting a big win. And maybe we're going to see Coach Cutler in London next week on the east side of Columbus.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight. And I don't know about paying you, but we sure do appreciate you letting us know what was going on in that Jonathan Alder London game tonight. Live updates right here on the Scoreboard Show, thanks to Hartley coach Brad Birchfield.
Hey, no problem. Anything for you guys.
He's the head coach of the Hawks. Brad Birchfield, that was you talked about it earlier. That was just a great football game last night. Two great teams going at it.
Yeah, and you know, we didn't even talk about Mason Sawyer's interception. I mean, I have no idea to this moment how he caught that. I mean, just such soft hands. But this is a 10th playoff berth in a row for the Hawks. You know, now we sit back and wait a little bit and see if DeSales ends their, you know, 2 years out of the playoffs. We are pretty confident they're going to get in, and you know, we've talked about that earlier. But what a great job! What a great game! I mean, it was, you know, I don't mean to, you know, gush too much about it, but it was just a fun game to watch. I mean, both teams, you know, just fought with everything they had, and it was, you know, good, hard-hitting game, what you want from high school football.
Lee, a couple scores we just got in. Canal Winchester has beaten Big Walnut, 35-13 the score, so that OCC Central title goes between three teams with New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Groveport. And then a few finals that we've been getting in here from the City League. 35-0, Walnut Ridge completes their first undefeated season. They beat Independence. Marion Franklin, 45-14, they beat South. And Centennial gets a 55-7 win over West End Stone. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience, boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
Are you tired of your plants always dying? Look no further than Oakland Nursery, a leader in landscape design with an award-winning team of designers and architects waiting to help with your projects. Oakland's experts seek to provide plants that will thrive in Ohio's challenging climate. So what are you waiting for? Visit oaklandnursery.com today for a wide selection of landscaping options that will help your yard stand out. That's Oakland Nursery.
Ryan Baker. Baker and the guru Lee Cochran from This Week Sports with you. It's a fast and furious here trying to get these scores coming in and looking and seeing who's possibly going to make the playoffs and who's not. Welcome back, everybody, to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, again presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing. Lee, how many recaps are you guys going to have tonight over at the ThisWeekSports.com page for your Friday Night Live coverage?
We should have seven or eight, and a lot of photos, too. You know, what we really learned this year is people love the photos as much as the stories, and that's a good thing. Get over to ThisWeekSports.com, click on the Friday Night Live for everything you want for high school football.
We've gotten some more scores here, so let's go ahead and try to run through some of them. One, Lee, that we're just getting in, Utica has fallen tonight to Lakewood, 41-14. So, unfortunately, Utica will go winless on the year. We just talked to Brad Birchfield. His Hartley Hawks beat DeSales last night in a great game, 20-13. Over in the OCC, Pickerington Central, 42-6. They beat Grove City tonight. Pickerington North gets a 21-9 win over Gahanna. Reynoldsburg, 55-20. They beat Lancaster tonight. Marysville, 35-0 winners over Central Crossing. Again, trying to see if the Monarchs will make it into Division One, Region Two. Dublin Kaufman doubles up Upper Arlington, 28-14, the final in that one. Hilliard Davidson, 31, Westland, 13 tonight. Dublin Jerome gets 56-0 shutout win over Worthington Kilbourne. Hilliard Darby beats Dublin Scioto, 35-14, the final in that one. And Lee, this one we've just gotten. Olentangy Berlin beats Thomas Worthington tonight, 36-13. Are the Bears going to be able to squeak in?
That's what everybody's at Berlin's wanting to know right now. You know, is it going to be enough? As Coach Morrison said, everybody's going to be looking at their phones. These guys know who they need to win and who they need to lose to get in there. But what a turnaround season for the Bears. 1-9 last year. They won their opener against Briggs, lose their next nine. And this year, you know, we talked to Coach Norrie a couple times. He said, you know, we had a great offseason. We really, you know, we knew each other. It really started clicking. And you would love to see him get in.
Yeah, regardless, great season for them. Let me flip the page here. Canal Winchester gets by Big Walnut, 35-13. Newark gets their first win of the year, 41-30. They beat Franklin Heights. New Albany, 35. Groveport, 7. What a game from Michi McCauley in this one, Lee. Three touchdowns, 219 yards on 22 carries.
Yeah, and this is a Groveport team that only given up 62 points all season. And in my notes, I said this is going to be what it's going to come down to is can Groveport stop New Albany's running attack? New Albany's averaging for the year 340 yards on the ground. You know, that could, you know, if New Albany can get in the playoffs, which I think they probably will, this could cause some problems.
You talk about how many points they've given up. That was the first points they've given up in 4 weeks.
Yeah, three straight shutouts, yes.
That is crazy, the defense they've been playing. What a performance from New Albany and Michi McCauley. Olentangy Orange, 42. Westerville South, 24. Olentangy Orange wins that the OCC Buckeye outright. Last year, I believe, Lee, that was a three-way split, wasn't it, between the Olentangy schools? This year, it's all orange.
This year, it's all orange and second year in a row. And I think it's the... it'll be the fourth straight playoff berth for the Pioneers.
Lee, we didn't talk to Coach Morrison about this, but Westerville Central beats Olentangy 41-7. As long as the OCC Buckeye has been the Olentangys and the Westervilles, that's only the second time a Westerville school has beaten an Olentangy school.
Yeah, since 2016, and Westerville Central has both of them.
It's just a crazy stat. That's how good those Olentangy teams have
been.
Well,
you know, and the thing of it is, heading into tonight, you had Orange already in the playoffs, Liberty already in the playoffs, and then Olentangy and Berlin both on the bubble for the playoffs. You know, I mean, it was conceivable to think that four teams from one district could get in the playoffs. I mean, we've seen all three Hilliard schools get in. It's just amazing to think that one district could have four football teams make the state playoffs.
This one just going final here, Lee. Fisher Catholic, they have beaten Troy Christian tonight 62-32. So the Irish at 8-2, looking like they'll be the 7th or 8th seed there in Division 7, Region 27, setting up a possible matchup with Newark Catholic next week, two old-time rivals.
Yeah, that would be fun. That would be one of those fun small school games to go see, you know, and because they do have some history with each other.
Yeah, that would be fun, and I don't think I could miss that game. I think I'd have to travel out to Whitefield and watch that one if it happens.
Well, if you're heading that way, swing through Reynoldsburg and grab me, and we'll go.
All right, sounds good. Sounds like we've got our plans made up for next Saturday night.
Unless it's 35 degrees, sleeting, with a wind of 30 mile an hour, and there's no way I'm going. Hey, I didn't go to grow up in Grove City, where when you were in high school, you always wore shorts, no matter if it was snowing. Coach Cross always did that, and you're in here tonight in shorts.
Yeah, I mean, this is nice weather out here. If this was March, we'd be like, hey, this is a heat wave. So, Olentangy Liberty, they finished the year 9-1. They beat Westerville North 35-7. Eastmore shuts out Afrocentric in the City League 33-0. Walnut Ridge with a shutout as well. They beat Independence 35-0. Marion Franklin 45. Columbus South 14. Centennial gets by Whetstone 55-7. In the Central Catholic League, Watterson beats St. Charles 17-3. Mid-State League, Academy gets by Bexley 41-0. Bloom Carroll beats Taze Valley 24-9. In the Licking County League, it was Granville 35, Watkins Memorial 14. Licking Valley finishes the year undefeated. They beat Licking Heights 42-21. Heath comes from behind and beats Johnstown 17-13. Newark Catholic, they finish 7-3. They will probably be the number 2 seed in Division 7, Region 27, as they beat Northridge 35-14. Centerburg gets by Fredericktown 44-6. Reedy beats Grandview 27-14. We'll talk to their head coach, Joel Cutler, coming up after this break on the Scoreboard Show. Hamilton Township doubles up Logan 14-7. Jonathan Alder kicks a field goal on the last play of the game. They beat London 24-23. Worthington Christian 53-14 winners over Kip Columbus. Lee, I am seeing that they will make it in to the postseason for the first time. That's pretty cool for Worthington Christian.
Yeah, and you know, we kind of grew up with them. I mean, our first year on this show was their first year as a program, and you know, it's pretty neat to see how far they've come. And they've got a good football team. They've got a good quarterback, a good running back. Both of them play defense and are among their top defenders. And then they got the good wide receiver and DJ Moore. I mean, this is a pretty good football team.
If we're growing up with them, they're doing a much better job than we are, for sure.
Well, they're growing up, we're growing old,
and out. Lakewood 41-14. They beat Utica. We mentioned Fisher Catholic 62-32 winners over Troy Christian, and Mohawk beats Upper Sandusky 46-7. We've got to take a quick break here on the Scoreboard Show, but like we said, when we come back next, it's the head coach of Bishop Reedy, Joel Cutler. They get a big win tonight. We'll talk to him about it on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list. As a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries, Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience, boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof Crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Final regular season edition of the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. Excited to do 2 weeks into the postseason with you, though. So we will be here next Friday night and also Friday night on week 12 as well. Reedy, they unfortunately will not be playing in weeks 11 and weeks 12, but they get a huge win to wrap up their season tonight, beating Grandview 27-14. Their head coach, Joel Cutler, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, earlier tonight on the preview show, we talked about your team playing that spoiler role against Grandview, who was hoping to make it into the postseason. Don't know if they'll make it in or not, but you guys did just what you wanted to, come away with a huge 27-14 win. What did you like about your team tonight?
Well, you know, we had gotten off to a pretty good start, good drive to open things up, but it was a tie ball game going into half. I was really proud on how they responded to some situations that arose as the game progressed. You know, they stayed positive. They got more and more physical as the game wore on. And we kicked the ball exceptionally well in special teams. So I was real proud of them for handling that.
Well, Coach, Jack Foley, he finishes with 231 yards, 27 carries, two touchdowns. It caps just a terrific career. You know, is this year, what's Jack meant to the team? And, you know, I guess all 4 years. I know this is your first year back with Reedy, but, I mean, I know you had to have kept tabs on him.
Yeah, he's an inspiration for all of us. You know, he handles his business the right way, in and out of the classroom. And for us on the field, you know, he's just got the heart of a lion, and he does a heck of a job as the game progressed all night long, making big, huge blocks, as well as with his vision, having great cuts up in there to make some huge gains and moving the sticks, keeping the clock rolling as the game starts to wind down.
Coach, I know Jack's a smaller guy, only about 5'7", 150 pounds, but he's a heck of a football player. Does Jack have any plans of playing at the next level at all?
He sure does. You know, he is one heck of a football player. Really proud of him. He is actually had a visit last weekend and been to a pair or two or three places here this fall that have interest in Jack, the football player. So we'll see where this recruiting offseason takes him, but I definitely think he's got some ball left in him.
That's good. And Coach, how important is it? You know, Ryan talked about playing spoiler, and I looked at it from the other end. I said, I think it's very important for this team to finish 5-5 because that just gives you the momentum for the offseason. You know, is that what you looked at as well as playing spoiler?
Probably more so. You know, for us, it was about handling our business as best we possibly could. And, you know, even though we had an opportunity to beat a spoiler here, you know, it was about gaining that momentum, like you said, into the offseason, you know, finishing on a high note, sending our seniors out on two wins and two wins at home, defending the fortress. And it gives us a lot of energy, momentum, going into the weight room and things for the winter months. A lot of things to look forward to.
Coach, this was your first year back with Reedy, your first year getting to know these players. Is it make it now easier as you head into this offseason, getting to know them, acclimated with them, to work on things that you need to and get ready for next year?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, as you start the season, you know, you get to know their personalities and find things that make them tick, build relationships with them in the offseason, but from an X's and O's standpoint and the technique standpoint, you really don't know what you're working with until you get into some scrimmages and actually get to get after it a little bit. And it took us a while to figure that out as a staff. And now going into this offseason, we definitely feel like we know these guys even better, not only as people but as football players. And their weaknesses and things like that we can address here this offseason.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the huge win over Grandview tonight to wrap up your season. 27-14, the final. Coach, we look forward to watching the Silver Knights in your second year back next season.
Hey, appreciate it. Go Knights.
He's the head coach of Bishop Reedy. Joel Cutler, 27-14. They beat Grandview. And Lee, he mentioned it there. Not just that win this week, but they get the win last week as well. Kind of get that a real good feeling, two straight as you head into the offseason.
Yeah, and we've talked to several coaches that talk about how important that is because, you know, you don't want to be that team that just plays out the string. You know, 3-5, well, you know, okay, we're not going to make the playoffs. Let's just close it up and get the hell out of here and start the offseason and let's work hard towards a better year next year. But you get that right attitude. Let's win a couple games. Let's get a big victory tonight. You know, Grandview, I just checked. They're still waiting on scores to see if they're in. You know, and if they could play spoiler. But as he said, you know, it's more important to get that momentum.
Yeah, it's just a great victory for them. And, again, Jack Foley, what a great career that he has had for them. Awesome that he goes out with a huge game like that in his final game as a senior. New Albany, they finish the regular season definitely on a high note. They knock off Groveport tonight by a score of 35-7. Their head coach, Bubba Kidwell, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, could you have dreamed of a better performance from your team in Week 10?
I couldn't. I'm so proud of our kids and our staff. They, you know, to beat Groveport the way we did, because that is a very, very good football team. You know, watching them on film, you know, I was very, very concerned. But I'm so proud of our kids and our coaching staff.
Well, Coach, you know, Groveport had allowed only 62 points all year. You know, you guys came in averaging 340 yards rushing a game. I don't know if you hit that. I figure you got kind of close because Meechie McCauley had 219 yards himself. What did you see that you could exploit against that defense?
Well, it's you know, they're big. They're big and they move well, and their defense ends are pretty athletic, and you know, we were grinding out yards, and Meechie, you know, we kept getting it to our 138 pound fullback, and he's probably the toughest kid to tackle I've ever been around. And, you know, I'm not sure if we want him any bigger, because I think he, you know, 138 pounds is kind of perfect size, because he gets lost in the middle there.
Well, Coach, you guys were 3-3 at one point. You closed the season with four straight victories. What happened to just get you going?
Well, our staff is unbelievable. We, you know, we've been here for a long time. We've all been here together with, you know, when Pat Samich was the head coach, and you know, and then, you know, our staff is, you know, we've been here for a long time together. And Brian Finn, you know, running the offense as our offensive coordinator, has done an unbelievable job. And James Yarbrough is the defensive coordinator, and Scott Elwer with special teams, and the rest of our staff, they did an unbelievable job preparing our kids. But, you know, our kids went through and they executed, and they did exactly what we wanted them to.
Well, now, Coach, you guys are, you know, on the playoff bubble. Do you know anything yet? You're still looking at scores?
Our kids, they got excited in the locker room when they thought we were at eighth, but obviously all the scores weren't in, because then we went back down to ninth, and so you know, I'm not sure if we're going to get in the playoffs, but I'm happy for the way our guys, if this is it, this is a perfect way to go out of the season, you know, sharing the league title at least, and beating, you know, one of the top teams in the area, the way we did.
That's what I was going to say, Coach. You know, you win four in a row to earn a share of that league title. Congratulations, you know, for your team. I know you guys are hoping you get in the playoffs, but just a great finish and to earn a share of the league title.
Well, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
He's the head coach of New Albany, Bubba Kidwell, joining us on the Scoreboard Show. You know, not just that, but what a year for him. The health scare earlier in the year with the heart attack, had to miss a game or two. Great to see him back with his team and them finishing strong. And as Coach said that, I refreshed over here, and it looked like they had dropped down to 10th at the moment. Of course, none of this is official yet. None of it's final. Scores still coming in and all of that. But a great way to finish the season for the Eagles. What a huge, I'll call it an upset, because I didn't, especially 35-7.
Yeah, I don't think any of us saw it come. For New Albany to win the game, I guess I'm a little bit surprised, but I am tremendously surprised about the final score. And, you know, you see, we're going to see how fast Groveport can regroup. I mean, they regroup pretty well after the loss to Olentangy Liberty, you know, but as it looks right now, looks like they might have a first round game being host to Hilliard Davidson.
Yeah, and as we look here, Lee, this is, of course, none of this is official. This is from Joe Itell. In that Division I Region 3, he has 7 spots clinched. Now, seating could be different. He's got those as Liberty, Pickerington Central, Olentangy Orange, Groveport, Hilliard Davidson, Pickerington North, and Reynoldsburg. In that 8th seed right now, he has Westerville Central. The 3 teams that are up for that, Westerville Central, Hilliard Darby, and New Albany. Regardless of how that plays out, man, for us, that's going to be fun to watch those first round games next Friday.
Wow, especially if it's Central and Liberty in the first round. Wow, you know, looks to be some, you know, pretty good matchups. But
how about Reynoldsburg Pickerington Central? That's
yeah.
Right out there in your neck of the woods.
Well, I don't know that that's a matchup Buddy wants. I mean, it wasn't a fun go around the first time a couple weeks ago, but yeah, Pickerington North playing Olentangy Orange. You know, another rematch. I mean, that's Orange's only loss this year.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. A couple more finals we've just gotten over in the City League, Lee. Beechcroft shuts out Northland tonight, 27-0, the final in that one. Then we just got a bunch in the Mid-State League. Whitehall beats Buckeye Valley, 40-30. Amanda Clear Creek, 28-6. They beat Logan Elm. Fairfield Union beats Circleville, 35-14. Burn Union, 33-2 winners over Grove City Christian. And just checking to see if there was any more. Oh, West Jeff, 58-32. They beat Fairbanks tonight. And Lee, this is Miller beats Fairfield Christian, 42-30. So the Knights go 0-10 on the year. And then a couple, Lee, outside of our area, but they have a meeting on some of the playoffs in Division III, Region 9. Jackson beats Chillicothe, 49-2. And then Zanesville beats Marietta, 52-38. This will be Zanesville's first trip to the playoffs since 2015. So congratulations to the Blue Devils. Walnut Ridge finishes the year 10-0, the first time in school history they finished 10-0. They beat Independence tonight, 35-0. Their head coach, Byron Maddox, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And coach, 10-0, how good does that sound next to your team there on the scorecard?
It feels great. We got a great senior class and great team leaders, and these guys worked real hard, and you know they finally done something that no one's ever done in our school's history.
Well, now, coach, you look back a couple years ago, you were 9-0, and you lost to Independence. Was that talked about a little bit this week?
Yeah, that was that was high on our conversation list. You know, 'cause we got a lot of guys. A lot of the guys that played were, you know, sophomores. They're seniors now, and they remember that very well. So they didn't want to repeat that again. They didn't want to ruin our season.
Now, this is your third straight trip to the playoffs. You got any idea who you're going to be matched up against?
You know what? I had a chance to look. I'm sure my coaches are on it, but I think we'll probably go to a 5 seed, so possibly Xenia, or might have to go to down to Cincinnati somewhere.
Well, now, you know, you cap the 10-0 regular season. You know, at this point, is it just fine-tuning the process now, or do you still have specific areas to improve at?
Well, we're always looking to try to improve in some type of area. You know, this is the first time us sort of playing a full game in a long time. So, you know, we want to be able to put a full game together because we know it's not going to be that way in the playoffs. So we got to be able to play 4 quarters, and we haven't had a chance to do that much this season.
Coach, I want to talk about your defense real quick, and I know you've talked about your defense with us a couple times this year, but tonight your third shutout of the season. You have only given up double digits in points twice this season. Defense wins championships, they always say, and yours is pretty daggone special.
Yeah, it's a special group. Steve Ayers, my defensive coordinator, and our defensive staff, they do a fantastic job of getting those guys in the right positions, coaching them up, and we have some outstanding players with a lot of depth. We play about 9 or 10 defensive linemen and play about 6 or 7 linebackers, and they all come in and they're all ready to play.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a great win tonight, and congratulations on the great 10-0 season. Good luck next week in round one of the playoffs.
I appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Walnut Ridge, Byron Maddox. 35-0, they beat Independence. And I'll tell you what, Lee, their defense is really, really good.
Yeah, their defense is stout. But I kind of like, because I would figure it came up more than once about how Independence ruined their perfect season 2 years ago. And I liked the way he kind of laughed and said, yeah, it was on the top of the priority list. You know, congratulations to the Scots. I mean, that's a great performance. Two City League teams going to make the playoffs.
That's
Centennial
really
and Walnut Ridge. You know, both Centennial, the City North champions, and Walnut Ridge, the City South champions, both go undefeated in league play. Centennial only had the one loss, 9-1. They opened the season on Thursday night, losing 21-20. And I won't say who told me, but there's someone around that program said, we're not losing again.
And they didn't. Two great stories there. Two firsts in Walnut Ridge's first undefeated season and Centennial's first trip to the postseason. We're going to take a quick break on the Scoreboard Show. When we come back, we'll give you more of the scores and we'll talk to more of the coaches. It's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Able Roofing.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all 7 title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
Academics, community, character, faith. For nearly a century, St. Charles has welcomed young men for an exceptional high school experience. Boasting a college preparatory curriculum, modern facilities, robust athletics and extracurriculars, and powerful student mentoring programs. More than 50% of our students receive financial aid. 100% are accepted to college. You're invited to the St. Charles Open House on November 3rd from 1 to 3 p.m. To learn more about St. Charles, visit stcharlesprep.org.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Ryan Baker, Lee Cochran, he is the guru from This Week Sports, back with you. Final regular season week of the AMA 20 Scoreboard Show. Man, 2019 has just flown by, but it has been a great season, and lucky for us, it continues on into the postseason as we will be with you for the first 2 weeks on Friday nights. As we talked about earlier, Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6 play on Friday nights, 4, 5, and 7 take to the field on Saturday nights. I wish we could be here both nights, but I'll take Friday if that's what I have to. I'll do that.
Oh, yeah, because most of our area teams are going to be playing on Friday night, and it's just exciting sitting around here, you know, yelling scores at each other, yelling about top performances, you know, and it's just fun. I mean, not as much fun as these teams that are making the playoffs, I'm sure, because there's a lot of excitement there, but nonetheless, it's fun. to talk to the coaches about making the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. And we've talked a lot tonight about three-way ties for league titles. Dublin Kaufman made sure they got a piece of theirs as they beat Upper Arlington tonight, 28-14. Their head coach, Mark Crabtree, joins us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, you guys were down in this one early, but 21 unanswered points give you the 21-7 lead. You go on to win 28-14. How were you able to take control of this one in the middle of the game, Coach?
Well, I think, to be honest with you, the reason we got down 7-0 is because, you know, I made a decision to go for it on our first possession pretty deep in our own territory on a fourth down, and we missed it. And, you know, like a good team does, they took advantage of it and went down and scored and, you know, went up 7-0 on us. But, you know, the one thing I kind of challenged our kids to, not only tonight but during the week, was that, you know, we've had a bit of a problem this year kind of finishing out plays, and you know, when tough circumstances may hit our team. We had a good team, but we weren't always good when it mattered the most. And, you know, we were kind of doing some good things with that tonight. And you know, even though that we failed on the fourth down and they scored, I just really, really liked how our team battled and stuck in there and, you know, mentally tough. And, you know, like we say, you know, if you're mental is to physical is 4-1. And we think if we can, you know, become a mentally tough team, then our physical part will follow. So I think that's kind of what happened.
Well, to look at that play, you've mentioned it a couple times, going for fourth down deep in your own territory. But, you know, you didn't get it. But that does say a lot about what you feel about your defense right now, isn't it?
I think part of it is. But more importantly, I felt good about our offense. And I wasn't really necessarily thinking about the defense in that situation. I just felt, you know, that, you know, with what we do on offense and who we have, I just felt like we could get a yard. And it might have been 2 yards, but we didn't get the first down nonetheless. But, you know, it was a gamble, but it was early in the game, and I felt it was worth it.
Now, it's you've won 7 in a row in this series, and tonight's was pretty important to get that league title. What does that mean to you and your club?
Well, a couple of goals that we have, you know, before the season starts is always get off to a good start. You know, win week one. Try to, and then obviously the next part is to win your league championship, win our division of the OCC, and then we just kind of figure that if you win your division of the OCC, you got a pretty good chance of making the playoffs. And you know, our goal is not only to make the playoffs, but host a game and try to advance as we move through this tournament. So, you know, even though we lost a game or two this year, none of our goals were crushed by a loss. You know, we were still able to accomplish the goals that we had set out to do.
Now, you're in the playoffs for the 11th straight season. I mean, congratulations. Does it ever get old?
No, thank you very much for that. But, no, it does not. And I think that, you know, we've been blessed to be able to make the playoffs. I think 17 of the 19 years that we've been here. And, you know, it never gets old. And, you know, some years we've been a one-and-done team, and other years we've had an opportunity to go a little bit further. But, you know, it's a testament to our program and our players and the coaches that we have, just being able to be consistently good and, you know, every now and again have a chance to have a great team. And that's kind of where we're at with things. So it never gets old. It's something that we all shoot for as season ends, and any coach would tell you that. So very proud of our players, our team, and our coaches. And you know, we hope that, you know, we can keep doing this.
I was being a little bit facetious about that, Coach, but thank you. But I mean, you talked about, you know, some years you've made a run, some years you've been a one and done. I mean, I'm not going to ask you directly about that, but how are you feeling about your team right now?
Well, I think with the team that we have, you know, we're capable of probably hanging in there with anybody. But you know, like any team at this point of the year, I mean, you know, we played 3 scrimmages, 10 football games, you know, and obviously you've done all your stuff over the summer. So,
you know, there's some guys that are beat up. There's guys that got bumps, bruises, and, you know, guys that aren't playing at the moment. So, you know, to me, when you advance in the playoffs, it's about matchups and how you match up with the other team, maybe physically and or scheme, and also are you healthy? And health may be the most important thing going into a tournament. So, I mean, you know, we're okay. I wouldn't say we're great, but at the same time, it's, you know, it's mind over matter, and, you know, you just got to learn to deal with a little bit of pain. And, you know, if you can play with it, you can deal with it. So, you know, that's kind of where we're at with certain things.
Coach, you talk about those matchups. You've clinched a home game, it looks like. Do you have any idea who that opponent will be next week?
Well, you know, a couple of our coaches were looking at some things, and it's a possibility that it looks like we might be playing Northmont, who that's the team we opened up with this year at their place. And both teams were trying to find their way. I mean, we won 17-7, but I think they've improved in a lot of ways since we've seen them last. And, you know, we've improved in some areas too. So, you know, it was 10 weeks ago roughly. By the time we play this coming Friday, it'll be 10 weeks that we saw them last. So, you know, at least that's who we think we're going to play.
Well, that would be exciting. Rematches in the playoffs are always a fun thing to see. I don't know if it's fun for the coach and the team, but it's always exciting to see those rematches in week 11 and beyond. Coach, again, congratulations on the great season so far and continuing that postseason string. We look forward to seeing you guys next Friday night.
Yeah, thank you very much, and thanks for all the stuff you do for high school football.
He's the head coach of Dublin Kaufman. Mark Crabtree, a big 28-14 win over Upper Arlington tonight. And that Upper Arlington team was hot coming into this one.
Oh, yeah. But that's playing for a lot, you know, with Dublin Kaufman. You know, you want to get that share. You want to get the share of the league title. The coaches we talked to, I mean, the league title is high on the priority list. You know, Coach Crabtree said, you know, the three checks they have are to go 1-0. Get off to a good start to win the league, and then you know, if you win the league, then the third one, getting the playoffs, usually comes that way.
We go from one head coach in Dublin to another who's also in Division One, Region Two, and looks like he's clinched a home playoff game next week in Week 11. Bob Geswich of Dublin Jerome, his Celtics with a huge 56-0 win over Worthington Kilbourn. And coach, when you get the shutout, I guess we got to talk defense first. Who stood out on that side of the ball tonight?
I think it was the whole defense. You know, it's pretty cool. We get to say we scored X amount of points, but there were two scoop and scores and a punt block that was returned for six. And on one of our scoop and scores, our defensive lineman tried to dunk the ball on the uprights. And being a fat kid, he didn't quite get there, so we finger rolled it. So we just keep sending that video back and forth. And we'll do a little bit of extra conditioning for it tomorrow, but they don't listen to this, so I can tell you guys it was pretty darn funny.
Well, I tell you, you with us, Coach?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, do you remember George Gervin? You old enough to remember him?
No.
He was the only one who can finger roll.
Yeah.
Hey, but what caught my eye? 42 points in the second quarter. I mean, have you ever had a quarter like that before?
No, and it was all snowballed stuff, and football to know how that kind of works. And that's where the scoop and scores, the pump block, and then we got our offense going a little bit. So, yeah, I mean, it was a little wild, and it got out of hand a little bit there in the second quarter.
Well, when you're playing a team that's 1-8, and, you know, Kilbourn struggled the last couple of years, I guess it's good incentive to be playing for, you know, the home playoff game and the outright league title. I mean, was that the talk this week?
The outright league title was. It was, you know, we frequently talk about control, which you can control. And so we were really just kind of focused on us and doing everything that we could to put ourselves in the best position to win the league title. And the boys kind of took that to heart and played hard and made enough plays to make that happen.
Well, and it's the first league title since 2016. You know, I mean, that's just an impressive job by your team. I mean, going into the playoffs, how do you carry this momentum over?
I mean, the playoffs are only in 7 days, so I hope momentum doesn't die, right? I think it's exciting. We talked about it last week. I don't know how many people expected a lot out of this year's senior class. They didn't have the most success in the younger grades and things like that. They don't have a standout name. But they're just kids that play really, really hard. So I like coaching these guys. They're fun to coach. They show up every day. They work hard. They love the game. You know, they love their community. They love Jerome. And that's just really fun to be around.
Coach, we've been asking all of the coaches here. Do you guys have any clue who you'll be hosting next week?
Yeah, we're going to be playing a football team that's in the playoffs. you know, I think they'll start 11 guys on both sides of the ball. I think they throw the ball decently well, can run it, you know.
Play good defense.
They run to the ball on defense, you know. No, I have no clue. I think Springboro, that's what Drew Pasture said, that was a high-level choice, but we got to wait and see how all the little points kind of trickle out.
And then, Coach, last thing, you're just a quote machine. That's one of the reasons we love talking to you. And some people were asking you this week about the proposal that the OHSAA has out right now to expand the playoffs from 8 teams in each region, to 12. And you had a quote in there talking about Ohio had the best way. The only thing you would change if you changed anything was just go 1 through 32, which was talked about a lot last year, getting rid of the regions. And you said if people didn't believe that, they could kick rocks and flip-flops. Where do you get this stuff from?
Well, I mean, have you ever done that?
I hope not to.
No, right? Like, it doesn't feel good. So if you throw a stupid proposal out there, you should have to pay for it. I don't know why people want to cheapen something that's already great. I think it was a good move to go from 4 to 8. I remember growing up and watching some of the Euclid teams go 9-1 and only lost to Cape Mesa, and then they wouldn't get into the playoffs, which, you know, that happens. But I think 8 is a really, really good number, and I'll go to the end fighting for 32. And I think the reason why 32 is very feasible, nobody complains about travel when they win. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you told me that I had to go up to Juneau, Alaska to play and we knew that we were going to win, we'd go. And we'd be really excited about it. And I do think that that's the best way to go about it in the tournament. And I think that the playoffs need to matter. You know who's pushing 12 are people that got left out. We've been left out before and other people have been left out and that's life. And we're taking away that lesson from kids. And they're probably the same guys that sit there and talk about participation trophies. So I'm getting a little bit fired up about it right now, a little bit more than you bargained for. But we have a great system. And if people don't believe that, go to the other state and see what they do. And it's a mess. So I just don't think that you mess with it.
Well, Coach, I'll agree with you. Ryan and I have been talking the last couple of years, and I've been saying for a couple of years now, the only change I would ever make is seed at 1 through 32, because, you know, who cares if the two best teams in the state are 5 miles apart? That's who you want to see in the state championship game, the two best teams. You know, and I grew up in a state where they seeded 1 through 16, and there were four times in about a six-year span where the two teams playing for the state title were within 10 miles of each other. And they were great games, and it just is an exciting atmosphere that way. I agree with you 100%. Seed at 1 through 32.
Yep. I mean, you know, I don't know. Mo Rugg never listens to me, so I'm sure it's falling on deaf ears. But I just think if we just keep it at 8, I think we're still in a really, really good situation. And I talked to Birchfield yesterday. And, you know, he made a great point, and reflecting on my time at Marion Local, right, at Marion Local, the expectation is you're in the state finals and you're winning state titles. But there are other communities where it means absolutely everything to that community to get into the playoffs, because it's not something that they do every year, and it's still special because not everyone gets in, and it means to accomplish something. And I think that you're robbing communities and kids of that by cheapening the experience and expanding it. And I think that's the last thing we need in this sport.
You mean it doesn't change your mind? No, you'd have a week off this year?
What's that now?
I said it doesn't change your mind if the top four teams would get a bye. You know, you'd have a bye this week.
No. They don't need a bye. I mean, line up and play, man. Attrition's a part of this game too. So it's and what the heck am I going to do with kids with a week off? I'm going to go crazy trying to figure out how much practice do we do? What do we do on Friday? What if we're rusty? No way. I can't afford another ulcer.
Well, Coach, no ulcers right now because congratulations on the win tonight and securing that home playoff game next week. We hope to be talking to you next Friday night.
All right, fellas. Hope to see you with you as well. Have a great one.
He's the head coach of Dublin, Jerome, Bob Guestwich. And I'll tell you what, I like it how it is, too, because maybe it's not fun for these coaches and teams that are going to end up on the outside looking in, but it's fun watching this and trying to see who's in and who's out. And speaking of that, Lee, you heard Coach Guestwich talk about Drew Pastura. His Ohio Fantastic 50 has just said we're going to have five first-time playoff teams this year. Now, again, this isn't concrete. The seedings and the pairings of playoffs, all of that stuff won't come out until Sunday from the OHSAA. But according to them, and they're usually very right, Olentangy Berlin in Division II, Region 7. Xenia in Division II, Region 8. Centennial, Division III, Region 11. Worthington Christian, Division 6, Region 24. And Cincinnati College Prep, Division 7, Region 28 will all make it into the postseason for the first time. That is awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, every year, the first week of the season, we try to figure out who that team is going to be that surprises us. You know, a few years ago, we talked about Bradley. Then it was Franklin Heights. I mean, you were all over the Franklin Heights bandwagon. I think it was 2016. But we always try to figure out who that team is that's going to come out and really, really surprise us. You know, I don't know that it was Worthington Christian. And I guess if you dig deep, you might not say Centennial. But, boy, what Centennial's done has just really impressed me. I mean, they've won that league, and it's the first time in the city north since 2013 that a team not named Northland or Beechcroft hasn't won that division.
Yeah, that's a great story. First time ever for them. Congratulations to all those teams. And also, congratulations to Olentangy Orange. They get a big 42-24 win tonight over Westerville South. The Pioneers go 9-1 on the year and win that OCC Buckeye outright there. Coach Zeb Schroeder joining us now. And Coach, 42-14, this game was a little closer than that, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think I ended up 42-24.
Oh, yeah, 24. That's my bad. I read it wrong.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. The South, you know, playing South, it's like, you know, you play, it's like different styles of teams you play. When you play them, I mean, you are biting your fingernails every time one of those skilled kids has the ball, whether it's punt return or kickoff return or, and obviously all the snaps on defense. And, you know, our defense was lights out tonight. And it was just 24 points. But, you know, they held Michael Manceray under 100 yards. He had 90-some yards, high 20s and carries. And I'm not sure he's been under 150 all year. So they did a bang-up job against him. And, you know, we really, you know, gave them 10 points. They earned them. They had a kickoff return by, you know, the Saunders kid who's electric. And then we had a fumble in the minus territory there that they got a field goal on. So, our defense was outstanding tonight, especially, you know, run defense.
Well, and that probably doesn't surprise you. I mean, you guys have only allowed 95 points all season. You know, I mean, so that's pretty good. Now let's look offensively. You know, Spencer, 14 of 24, 218 yards, and then Jake had 151 yards rushing. I mean, it's about as balanced an offensive defensive performance, you know, and it comes right when you need it because you clinch the outright league title. How important, you know, well, first of all, talk about, you know, having the offense that complements, you know, that defense, and then what it means to win that outright league title.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we've worked really hard to do. You know, we want to be an offense that, you know, is going to take what the defense gives you. And if the throw game is there, then we believe in our quarterback and our receivers, that they can be,
very, you know, very proficient in the passing game, and that's what we were tonight. You know, we just it was all about timing and field position, and you know, getting matchups that we wanted. And when we did, as I told, I was so proud of Spencer. I told him that, you know, he was at his best when we needed him the most. And I mean, he made some key throws. He put a, you know, a double move off of play action. It was one of the best throws of his year, of the year, to Caden Konzak for a long touchdown. And it's just so happy when you see, you know, seniors perform at their best at the end of the year in those crucial moments. It's just, you know, you well up as a coach, man, or, you know, like just like a parent would. You're just so proud of your kids. So happy for them. You know, the outright title was, it was important because, and you know, the kids, this was kid driven. You know, they wanted to break everything this week outright. Just staying that 1 week. They weren't even talking about the playoffs. It was all about this one and what this could do for our team. And, you know, I was a little worried, I mean, because we've come off of three straight headbangers, you know, emotionally and physically when you go Tangi and then Central and Liberty. So I was a little concerned about how we would bounce back to see if we could do it again this week. So just, you know, kudos to the kids for rising to the challenge this week.
Oh, come on, Coach. That's an easy division to run through, isn't it? now you're in the playoffs the fourth straight year. Congratulations. Any idea who you're going to be playing?
I haven't looked. I really haven't looked. I've just been enjoying the time with the kids. You know, somebody said we maybe a rematch with Pickerington North, but I don't know if that's official. I mean, like I said, I have yet to look at it or anything. So we'll see. And, you know, we're going to enjoy this one tonight and, you know, get them working out in the morning and then try to develop a plan for whoever it is tomorrow.
Well, Coach, I can tell you, and obviously nothing official until Sunday, but according to Joe Idle, Division One Region Three is wrapped up now, and it will be a rematch between you guys and Pickerington North next week on your home field. I'm guessing the guys will be pretty pumped up to try to avenge that only loss.
Yeah. Seems like such a long time ago, but I'm sure. But it's interesting to go from Michael Mantere and Caden Saunders to Jack Sawyer and Chris Scott. I mean, it's incredible the amount of good football players in Central Ohio. So, but that's why you do it, and that's the fun of it. So I'm sure our kids will get rallied up tomorrow and try to go at it.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the big win tonight over Westerville South. The great season so far. And if we do get that rematch next week, that sure will be fun. Congratulations, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
He's the head coach of Olentangy Orange. His Pioneers, I swear, the sneakiest 9-1 team I've ever seen.
Yeah, and winning probably the most difficult division in Central Ohio. But you said, you know, if this holds up, and Olentangy Orange will be playing Pickerington North in Division One Region Three. We'll have three of the four games will be rematches. Olentangy Liberty against Westerville South, that was a 17-7 game. I mean, well of a ball game there. Then Reynoldsburg would get Pickerington Central. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, Buddy would love to have another shot at that. You know, I mean, that was a 40-14 game last week. But, you know, when you're going to have, you know, it's not too surprising because when you got a division or a region made up of all Central Ohio teams, you're going to have some rematches. But it makes it for some excitement.
Yeah, and then the one that isn't a rematch, Groveport and Davidson, that will be definitely exciting.
Yeah,
for
you,
sure.
You think Brian White looked at what New Albany did, their rushing attack did against Groveport? You know, and I'm sure Coach Schoonover, you know, he's going to be eyeing it and saying, you know, hey, we got to shore up this running game because another power attack's coming right at us.
That is for sure. We're going to take our final break of the regular season, but when we come back, we'll run through all the scores one more time and hopefully get the head coach of Centennial, Dante Goosby. That's coming up next on the final segment of the regular season on the AM 820 Scoreboard Show.
If you are exploring your college options, make sure Walsh University is on your list as a premier Catholic university with nearly 100 programs, NCAA Division II athletics, and students from 34 countries. Walsh wants to make affording a college degree possible for all students. Our scholarship packages and financial aid opportunities are designed to meet that promise. Call Walsh University today to discuss your scholarship package or visit us online at walsh.edu/yourfuture.
How do we make our customers happy? We give them peace of mind. With Able Roof, you don't just get a new roof, you get an entire roof crew. The leadership of a foreman, the experience of professional roofers, the quality of an objective inspection, and a great customer service team. The Able Roof crew is proud to serve the Columbus area and bring along 35 years of expertise. AbleRoof.com.
Call Able for the proof. 444-ROOF.
Make sure for recaps on tonight's game and all the scores, head over to the Friday Night Live section of thisweeksports.com. Also, you can get all the scores on our website, AMA20scoreboard.com. And always remember, if you've got a score that you'd like us to get out there, tweet it to us at AMA20scoreboardshow. Ryan Baker and the guru Lee Cochran here for one final segment in the regular season. Let's go ahead and run through the scores. And Lee, I think we've even got a couple new ones here that we haven't given you yet tonight, and also a correction on one. But it all got underway last night as DeSales falls to Hartley 20-13. Hartley finishes the year 9-1. They will be the number one seed in Region 11. DeSales going to get in the postseason, though, in Division 2, Region 8. In the OCC, Pickerington Central beats Grove City tonight 42-6. Pickerington North gets a 21-9 win over Gahanna. Reynoldsburg 55, Lancaster 20, 35-0. Marysville beats Central Crossing. Looks like those Monarchs are going to get in the playoffs here, Lee. I don't know if you've seen any updates on that, but I believe the last thing I saw had had Marysville in the postseason.
I'm efforting as we speak.
Well, you can let me know when you see that. Dublin Coffin, 28-14. They beat Upper Arlington tonight. Hilliard Davidson is 31-13 winners over Westland, as the guru just threw that big thumb at me saying, yes, Marysville will make the postseason. Dublin Jerome shuts out Worthington Kilbourne tonight, 56-0. Hilliard Bradley, 21-17 winners over Delaware. Hilliard Darby, 35-14. Lee, unfortunately, the Panthers, as they beat Scioto tonight, just missing out on the postseason in Division I, Region 3.
Yeah, and same fate for New Albany. I mean, great performance tonight by both teams, but just come up short. But New Albany, we talked to Coach Chidwell, you know, it means a lot to get a share of the OCC Cardinal, our Capital Division title. New Albany's first year in Division I, to go 7-3, you know, pretty good effort.
Yeah, not bad at all. Olentangy Berlin, we mentioned, Lee, they will make the postseason, it looks like, for the first time in Division II, Region 7. In just their second year, they beat Thomas Worthington tonight, 36-13.
Yeah, and as we talked, you know, what a great turnaround from last year. 1-9 in the first season. I mean, just absolutely amazing what they did this year. You know, but as we said, you know, Coach Norrie said, you know, it was, you know, getting to know each other a little bit. And, you know, what impresses me the most, I think you're going to ask me in about 5 minutes what my big takeaway from tonight is, and I'm jumping the gun on you. All four Olentangy schools make the playoffs.
That's amazing.
That, I mean, you know, we've had all three Hilliard schools make the playoffs in the same year, but I mean, just think of that. They've got four schools out there, all Division I or Division II schools. All four make the playoffs. I mean, what it. You almost have a hard time just saying how you feel about that. That's just impressive.
Let's combine them and make a super team and play anyone.
Well, you know, if we were in Northeast Ohio, that's what we might do. But I've talked about that before with Dublin when, you know, Kaufman, Jerome, Scioto, Hilliard, Davidson, Darby, and Bradley.
The Pickeringtons just have two, and they'd hold their own.
Yeah.
Canal Winchester, Lee, this is a correction. We had this as 35-13. Actually, the final score was 28. 48-13 tonight. They beat Big Walnut. Newark gets their first win of the year, 41-30. They beat Franklin Heights. New Albany, we talked about that big win they had over Groveport, 35-7. Olentangy Orange is 9-1 and cruising into the postseason. They beat Westerville South, 42-24 tonight. Westerville Central, 41-7 winners over Olentangy. Olentangy Liberty gets a 35-7 win over Westerville North. In the City League, Eastmore, 33-0. They beat Afrocentric. Walnut Ridge with a 35-0 shutout win over Independence. Marion Franklin gets by South, 45-14. Beechcroft shuts out Northland, 27-0. And Centennial, they win the City League North outright. They beat Whetstone 55-7 tonight. Their head coach, Dante Goosby, joining us now on the Scoreboard Show. And, Coach, let's start right there. First things first with the City League North title. How good does that feel?
It feels amazing. It feels amazing. I can't quite put it into words. You know, nothing, anything more than it feels amazing.
Well, if you're having a hard time putting that into words, Coach, how's it feel being in the playoffs?
Even more. Even more amazing.
All right.
Can't quite describe it, but it feels great.
Okay. How about this, then? The performance of Louis Davis. At last we heard 6 touchdowns. How do you feel about that?
I feel awesome. You know, he said he was going to go out and have a big game today. And, you know, our defense put us in position early, you know, from short fields. And, you know, he was just able to capitalize and, you know, make the most of his opportunity when he got the ball early on. And then it was just a matter of finishing out. He's our closer. So, you know, he knew he was going to get the ball in the second half. And, you know, like I said, he made the most of his opportunities.
Coach, you talk about how good it feels right now and how amazing it feels. How emotional was it for you there as the clock hit zeros, realizing all of that stuff at once, especially you being a Centennial grad like we talked to you about before?
I mean, it was kind of surreal. I mean, you know, this is a moment that a person like me, you know, with my background and my experience at Centennial, I could only dream about. In fact, I have dreamt about, you know, moments like this, you know, beating Beechcroft, beating Northland, and then ultimately winning the City League North Championship and making it into the playoffs. I've dreamt about, you know, literally dreamt about seasons like this. So still feels a little surreal, but it feels good nonetheless.
Well, Coach, and, you know, especially with the way the season started, that close loss to Grandview on a Thursday night to open the Thursday night schedule. But to bounce back the way you did, I mean, did you see this coming?
Yeah, I did, quite honestly. You know, we knew we were going to have a good team this year. In fact, you know, any coach will tell you that, you know, you judge your team based on how they respond to adversity, based on how they, you know, respond to difficult situations. And we were faced with several mountains that we had to climb in that Grandview game, and we responded each and every time. You know, I knew we had talent. It was just a matter of, you know, getting through that first game. And, you know, like I said, we responded to those adverse situations. So we knew we had something special. You know, it's a little more than just talent when you're able to, you know, pull together instead of, you know, fighting amongst each other and, you know, responding in a bad situation in a game like that Grandview game. So, you know, we knew we had a special team, even in the midst of that loss.
Now, Coach, first time Centennial's been in the playoffs. Your players next week, I'm sure, are going to be really amped up. They're going to have a ton of energy. How do you harness that energy so it doesn't become too much and they use it in the right way?
I actually think that's a good problem to have. You know, have to rein your guys in. But, you know, we're going to do what we've done all year long. You know, we're going to prepare for our opponent. We're going to do our best to educate our guys as much as possible on who it is that we face. And then we're going to trust that what we've done all year long is going to be sufficient enough, it's going to be good enough to properly prepare our guys.
Hey, Coach, in your season of first, you know, first City North title, first playoff trip. You also might be the first coach to talk to us with a background singer.
Well, my wife shoved the kids in my car before we headed over for the team meal. And, you can try to calm my guy, the 3-year-old, you can try to calm him down all you want.
Now
he's in his own world.
He's excited for that first trip to the postseason, too, so it's great.
Absolutely.
Hey, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Congratulations on the City League title. And congratulations on that first trip to the postseason. I can't wait to see who you guys play next week. And I feel like right now I'm looking at someone pointing at their Centennial versus Everybody shirt. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks for having us on, guys.
He's the head coach of Centennial, Dante Goosby. Maybe the feel-good story of the year here in Central Ohio.
Yeah, because he said he knew they had a good team, but we thought they had a lot of talent, but it's putting that talent and getting that talent to succeed. Very impressive. As you said, five teams to make the playoffs for the first time in their program's history, and Central Ohio has two of them in Centennial and Worthington Christian.
And Olentangy Berlin.
Oh, that's Berlin, yeah.
Berlin, too.
Yeah, that's right there. Yeah, three of them.
And
how'd I forget them when I'm sitting here talking about how impressed I was with Olentangy District?
Yeah, I don't know how you missed that one, but three of them in Central Ohio, that's pretty cool. And, hey, Xenia's not that far outside of Central Ohio, is it? And we're not going to count that one. Let's go ahead and run through all the rest of the scores here. We've given you the OCC and the City League. The CCL tonight, Watterson beats St. Charles 17-3. Over in the Mid-State League, Buckeye Valley falls to Whitehall 40-30. Columbus Academy shuts out Bexley 41-0. Harvest Prep, 21-14 winners over Liberty Union. They will be the number one seed in Division 7, Region 27. Bloom Carroll gets by Taze Valley 24-9. Amanda Clear Creek, 28-6 winners over Logan Elm. Fairfield Union gets their first win of the year. They beat Circleville 35-14. And Burn Union beats Grove City Christian 33-2. In the Licking County League, Granville wraps up the year 9-1. They beat Watkins Memorial 35-14. Licking Valley, 10-0 in the regular season. They beat Licking Heights tonight, 42-21, and they did it without their star running back, Mitchell Ford. Heath beats Johnstown, 17-13. Newark Catholic, 35-14 winners over Northridge. Centerburg gets by Fredericktown tonight, 44-6. West Jeff, 9-1 on the year. They beat Fairbanks, 58-32. Reedy wraps up the year 5-5. They knock off Grandview, 27-14.
Grandview still makes the playoffs. Look like they'll be the seventh seed.
So congratulations to Coach Peters on making it in. Hamilton Township doubles up Logan 14-7. Jonathan Alder, they finished the year 10-0. They beat London 24-23. So Jonathan Alder looks like will be the number two seed in Division 3, Region 11, where Hartley will be the one. London looks like they will be the eighth, so they will come over to face the Hawks next week. That'll be a game where you'll see a lot of running of the football.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. It looks like Centennial will have Jonathan Alder.
So how about that? That's a good game there, too. So definitely that one had a lot of effect on Division 3, Region 11 there, some of the local teams. Worthington Christian, we mentioned they are going to the playoffs for the first time. They beat Kip Columbus 53-14. Lakewood, 41. Utica, 14. Garfield Heights shuts out Mifflin tonight, 37-0. Miller beats Fairfield Christian, 42-30. Mount Vernon, 32-24 winners over West Holmes. Fisher Catholic, 62-32 winners over Troy Christian. Zanesville, they beat Marietta 52-38. Mohawk gets by Upper Sandusky 46-7, and Jackson 49-2 winners over Chillicothe. Jackson, I believe, Lee, they are also in that Division 3, Region 11, and it looks like they will be the three seed probably behind Hartley and Jonathan Alder. Lee, we are to that point in the show. Not only your final thoughts on tonight, but just final thoughts on the regular season.
We say it every year. I guess for the regular season, it's exciting. And you see some of the teams that are always there. Olentangy Liberty, Pickerington Central, Dublin Kaufman, Hartley. They're always there. You know, it's neat to see the Centennials, the Berlins, the Worthington Christians come through. But as we look ahead into the playoffs, you know, I guess the three things I take away, I said something earlier about the Olentangy district getting four teams in. I also look at the rematches in Division One, Region Three. But I think probably my biggest takeaway of the night is Coach Geswich agreeing with me that they ought to seed at 1 through 32.
Of course you would do that. I think these great stories here of these teams making the playoffs for the first time, I love seeing it. Centennial, Olentangy, Berlin, Worthington Christian, congratulations to all of them. Just great feel-good stories. And I'll tell you what, I love the teams tonight that won their first game of the year so they don't have to go winless. Those seniors, for them to go winless their final year, I just would feel bad for them. You know, it's nice to see the Newarks and the Fairfield Unions get those wins on the final week.
You know, Newark did it at home. You know, it's senior night. You walk out there and you win that game. You know what? That cures a lot of ills, you know, just to walk off. The last time those seniors take off that jersey, they did it as winners.
Yeah, for sure. And it's very exciting for them. Also exciting, this is our last time signing off for the regular season. But we're here for two more weeks as we head into the postseason, so you don't get away from us that easily. We'll be here next week on Friday and the following week for Week 12 as well. A big thanks to all of our coaches who called in tonight. Britt Morrison of Westerville Central, Hartley's Brad Birchfield, Joel Cutler of Reedy, Bubba Kidwell from New Albany, big win for his Eagles tonight, Byron Maddox of Walnut Ridge, first undefeated season in school history, Mark Crabtree of Dublin Kaufman, Bob Geswich from Dublin Jerome, Zeb Schroeder, the head coach of Olentangy Orange, and Dante Goosby of Centennial. Congratulations to the Stars for making that first trip to the postseason next week. And a big congratulations to all of our coaches that won in Week 10 and also those coaches that will be playing in Week 11 next week. A big thanks to our associate producers tonight, Les Cyrus and Mark Lytle, doing a great job in there on the phones. And, of course, welcome back to my partner, the guru, Lee Cochran from This Week Sports. I'm Ryan Baker saying one final time, thanks for listening, everybody, to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show. We'll see you in the playoffs.